WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey guys, sure you heard them chit-chatting and whatnot, but now it's my turn to say it. This is Shrug It Out, like Thug It Out, Do You Get It? And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The number one best show on the planet, actually. But yeah, so we are waiting for our co-host, second co-host, because I'm the best co-host, actually. He will be coming in just a second. So until then, please enjoy these fun little songs. Okay, goodbye. Okay, really embarrassing. I actually totally forgot to put the songs up. LOL. Guys, this is so embarrassing. How do I put the songs up? Goodness. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I just have to, like, entertain you guys until he gets here. Really cringe. Yeah, so how are y'all doing? I'm hoping you have, like, a really good day. Hoping that you guys are chilling and whatnot. Oh my god, David's here.
How do you survive without me?
How do you turn on the thing?
How do I turn on what thing?
The song.
Oh, the automaton?
Yeah.
It's the one that was on when you came in here.
Yes, but it's not on now. Hey guys, guess what? David is here. Woo! Yay! See, this is why we have a two-person job, you guys.
Because you do nothing and I do everything.
What? Hi, everyone. David's here.
I should turn it down as well.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
No, the automaton. So that music doesn't start playing again.
Oh, wait. Hi, everyone. David's here. Isn't that awesome and great?
You can always tell when Sabrina's on the soundboard because it takes about like 5 minutes for her to like, you know, actually process what's going on, and then she just kind of sits there awkwardly. Like,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I was telling them that I'm the best radio host because I know everything at all times.
I need to put on like little stickers or something like that, like little buttons, like honestly, like for a kid or something like that, that just says, oh, this is for David's mic, this is Sabrina's mic, this is Automaton.
I would not mind, to be honest.
Of course you wouldn't mind, instead of just learning how this thing works.
Can it be, like, cute little stickers? Like, can we have little stars and, you know?
No, I don't think I'm going to do all that.
Okay, well, why not? Why would you bring it up if you're not going to do it?
Because you are an adult woman who can, like, learn.
I'm a 22-teen-year-old.
Okay, first of all, never say that again. It's four sliders. It's your mic, my mic, the laptop audio.
Oh yeah,
and
which
then
one
the automaton.
Is that?
Okay, let's look at what the button. Let's look at the number on this aux says.
Number one.
Good.
Yeah, aux one. Yeah, I got it, y'all. I got it. Anyways.
Next time we're walking late, I'm just gonna kick you off. I'm just gonna have you not even start early for.
No, I could do it. I could do it. Look at me. I did it.
I don't know about
all
that.
All by myself.
Well, welcome back. This is Shug It Out, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Didn't you guys miss us already?
I already said that.
See, you're such a bad host. I didn't trust you to have already done the one essential aspect of our job.
I also did this thing, so that's a lie.
You did. I was going to say, there's no way you did the. Okay.
I waited for you. So we could do it together. We
you know how much I love the public service announcements. Mm-hmm. That's literally my favorite part of the entire show. Exactly. I don't even come here to talk to you or to listen to music. I straight up come here purely for the PSNs.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's favorite, to be honest. Like, that's everybody's favorite part, obviously. If you guys agree with us, please Skype in and let us know.
If you agree with us even more, don't Skype in. For everybody that doesn't Skype in, we'll be assuming that you agree that the PSAs are your favorite part.
I disagree. Also, quick little announcement thingy. I'm sure, like, the people here know this, but I didn't know this. There's a little chat, so you guys could talk to us through the little chatty chat, and like that'll be also equally as fun as Skype. I think Skype would be a little bit better, but you know, if y'all want to do that, fun little option. I didn't know there was a chat. I thought it was just the call.
We discussed it, like, our very first show.
Did we?
It was a big thing.
Was it?
We were all taught about it during orientation.
I don't remember.
It was during the Zoom call that we both signed into and talked about afterwards.
No, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like me.
See, you twirling your hair while you're talking about that, it's just even more of like an airhead. It's just so...
I mean, my favorite My Little Pony character was Ditzy Hooves, so...
Okay, see, now, bringing up My Little Pony is not saving you this entire conversation. That is not something that I think the popular girls will talk about, just at random.
Anyways,
you are not looking up Ditzy Hooves on My Little Pony on... This is... No, I...
Y'all, so this is Ditzy.
That's awesome. I'm not looking at it.
Super duper duper cute. Love her. So anyways, how are you, David? How you doing?
Worse. I'm now doing officially worse, probably.
You know what? Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You came into the room and the whole aura got off.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes were immediately killed.
Is it because I actually fixed the entire show, or was that just sort of a random occurrence?
No, it's just a random occurrence.
Okay, of course.
Because I fixed the show.
It wasn't because as I was walked in, I was like, ooh, guys, I don't know how to turn on the music. This is so awkward.
Listen, y'all, I would have chatted with you, okay? It would have been fine. It could have been just like a personal one-on-one.
You asked them a question as if they can respond to you.
They could have Skyped in or used the little chatty chat on WMFO.org. DJ chat.
Good plug.
Thank you.
Is that the full address, or did you just kind of say that? Like, did you include the backslash? Was there another?
https://www.mfo.org/forward/dj-chat/once more.
Christ.
Okay. So.
We gotta talk.
We are talking. So.
Not anymore. Silence. Another silence bit. We're doing another sitting in silence for 5 minutes. Well, dead air radio.
What if I say I don't want to do that? Chat, he's staring at me. Oh my god, they're chat. They count as chat. Oh, that's awesome.
You have a real life chat now, just schizo post him.
Yeah, oh my god, I love that. Hey guys, hey chat. Yeah, so little side note, chatty chat. I am slightly sick, so if I'm coughing, I apologize. I will try to turn it away from the mic so y'all don't get that kind of ASMR from me. But just like a little note for reference.
Yeah, you guys want to put on a mask or something. I don't know how COVID spreads. Might go through. No, not you, them, because you never know. I mean, the cough might transmit through the microphone. I'm not really sure how this works anymore.
Yeah, I don't have COVID, you guys, but.
I don't have COVID, you guys. That was a joke that he made. That was a
joogie joke. You know me. I'm just a little jester, you guys.
No, I've never met you in your life.
Anyways, I have a question for you. So I was looking up conspiracy theories, I have two things actually. I was looking up little conspiracy theories because I was just like, I wonder what like some good ones are. First of all, did not find any solid ones. They're all like kind of basic and boring, like the earth is flat. Okay, yeah, obviously. But I did like, so do you know Avril Lavigne? Avril Lavigne, she's the one that made Girlfriend and What the Hell and like a bunch of other really good songs from the early 2000s. Okay, so this isn't going to be impactful to you literally at all. But anyways, love Avril Lavigne. She was my girly for real. There was so many Alvin and the Chipmunks edits with her songs. I love her. But anyways, there's a conspiracy theory that Avril died and somebody is impersonating her, like pretending to be Avril. And I forgot that was a thing that's happening on the internet, and like some people, they have some like pretty like, they're making some points.
What points could they possibly have to say that somebody died and was being impersonated by another human being?
It doesn't look like Avril. She just doesn't look the same. She doesn't sound the same. Sure, she might be aging, but like that.
Sure, she might be aging. I mean, but who really can tell?
Who really can tell?
A 12-year-old turning into an 18-year-old. I mean. Should be the same person, right?
It should be the same person. I'm just saying, like, Avril, like, if you're listening to this, Miss Girl, please give me tickets to your concert. And then also, like, are you dead? Please Skype in and let us know.
Please use the Ouija board that we have at the WFO radio station.
Exactly. Second thing, well, not second thing, but, like, number B from this topic. I, like, totally forgot, like, this isn't, like, a genuine conspiracy, but, like, it... Like, sometimes, you know, has your head scratching a little bit. So, you know, Princess Diana. You know, Princess Diana.
You know, I'm familiar.
Okay. Now, this is going to sound like a doozy. Okay. Okay. I need you to be with me.
It's Princess Diana. Why are we... Okay.
Jungkook.
What?
Are you aware of Jungkook?
Where is this going?
Okay. Stick with me. Okay? I want you to keep an open mind, alright? So, there's this joke/conspiracy theory that Jungkook is Princess Diana reincarnated.
Okay.
Listen, like, it kind of adds up.
No, like, it doesn't.
I just, like, if reincarnation is a thing, I'm just saying, they share like the same birthday, they kind of look alike, which is like really crazy because they are, hold on, let me Google it for you guys.
No, hold on. It's, one is a K-pop star, the other, it was British royalty.
They're both popular.
Wow, and they both have hair. Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah, viral theory says that Princess Diana was reincarnated as BTS star Jungkook.
That feels sacrilegious to some degree. I don't know. It just doesn't feel... I mean,
they look the same, kind of.
He's Korean. The other dude is British.
Okay, she's a woman.
I don't want to hear it right
Anyways,
now.
Are Korean people can't be British?
What? White. She looks white.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyways.
They're the opposite gender. I mean, what?
Well, yeah, you can't look like the opposite gender. You ain't never seen, what's his name? What's his face? The one that looks like that. Never mind. I'm not.
You're trying to take such a defensive standpoint on this. You're trying to say Jungkook is the reincarnation of Princess Diana.
I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying that he could be.
You are not that. You know, you are not saying he could be when you're looking up
look
images
to
try to compare. You were just.
They look, guys. This is Jungkook and Princess Diana side by side, wearing some kind of like out of some outfit. Look exactly the same. Princess Diana is just blonde.
Exactly the same.
They look exactly the same.
I guarantee you, if you tried to dye Jungkook's hair blonde and then have her show up, nobody would, you know. Nobody would be confused.
I would. I would be like, oh my god, Princess Diana, I thought you died.
That, first of all, no. Second of all...
Did she not die?
Oh my god. It's like having a conversation with a child. It's like every 5 seconds, it's like, what are you saying to me?
No, she did, because of reincarnation.
Wow. Great job, Sabrina. Fantastic job. Yeah,
putting two
it's not like her
together.
Death is one of the most historical events
yeah,
happened in
why
recent
I was
history.
We watched a whole movie about it.
Oh my god.
Why is he exasperated with me right now? I don't get it.
I would honestly rather work with 2-year-olds than working with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be easier to co-host with a 2-year-old behind that board right now operating it.
Princess Diana set a palace on fire because of a microwave. And Jungkook has a fear of microwaves. I'm just saying. Guys, I'm just saying, okay?
I'm getting angry at this point. I'm like getting actually irrationally angry at this assertion right now.
I don't know
what
you're
Oh my god. Oh my god. If somebody started saying that you were my reincarnation after I died, I would actually come back and haunt people. I'd be so
like
furious.
You,
neither does Jungkook!
Yeah, Jungkook does not look like me. He looks like Princess Diana.
I think I'm gonna freak out. I think I'm gonna have a panic attack right here, right on set, right now, right on show.
Can I record it?
No.
Can I put it on WorldStar?
No.
Do you think on WorldStar there is videos of people like fighting their demons and it's just them like with themselves?
No, it's just gonna be me fighting you. That's what's gonna happen on WorldStar. That's gonna be me fighting my demons. It is you, Sabrina. You are the incarnation of everything that's going wrong in my head.
Not really a fight. Not really a fair fight, at least. I don't think I would win that. I am just a girl. So, in a big old world. And I've always said that, y'all. So.
One, you have never said that.
Mm.
Two, you never will say that again.
I'm just a
Three,
girl.
Three, you are. Oh, I said it again.
Anyways, continue.
Play a song, Sabrina.
What's your password? Oh, never mind, you don't have a password. Alright guys, so get ready for this super awesome song by Scherzer. It's called Funky Galileo and it's super poggers. Shout out to Alyssa, she showed me this song. Bye. The song is actually not playing. You lied to me.
Okay, so what's awesome is that you turn off the mute button, then the music starts.
All right, playing. Anyways, bye, guys. Pour another glass of wine. Baby, I could die tonight. Dancing till I fall. Everybody tells me, son, we don't move around the sun. That was supposed to be a smooth fade out. Sorry, y'all.
That was the roughest fade out
ever. That was the roughest fade out ever. Yeah. So, anyways, while we're here, I have a little PSA to read for you guys. I know this is, once again, your favorite part of the whole show. So this one is the numbers to think about with Bitcoin energy costs, okay? So listen up, you guys. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days, a lot of days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transacted also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. What is electronic waste? How can you waste stuff electronically?
I think it's like when you delete a file rather than recycling it, you know what I'm saying, on your computer.
What?
But there's only the recycling bin. I forgot about that. So I don't really know. Why don't you, you know, something to think about.
Something to think about, you guys. Something to
think about. That's some homework for all of you at home. Look up what electronic waste. No, not us.
Oh, okay.
That's not our
homework. Well, I kind of want to know. Y'all Skype in and let us know what you find.
Don't Skype in and let us what you know.
I think y'all should do that. Educate us, you know? We should have a segment where the public just educates us.
First of all, nobody would call in. Second of all,
actually, yeah, don't call in, you guys. Skype.
Yeah. You were already struggling to turn on the music. I don't think you remember how to turn on
I know phone how to call. Turn on the phone call.
I'll call you right now.
No, see if you don't. Can do, yeah, there's. don't do that.
There's literally instructions right here.
Oh, so true. Wow, that is so handy.
It's been here the entire time we've done this show.
So, anyways, so I don't know if this is still a thing, but back home there was a radio show. I think it was 95.3 radio. Don't remember, but anyways, really, really fun. Me and my dad used to listen to it in the mornings whenever he would like drive me like places and stuff like that. And the co-host or the host was named Q-Tip and Jay something. I don't remember, but I know for sure one of them is Q-Tip, and I think about her a lot. And I feel like we should also have fun little names like that. Because I, like, Q-Tip and whatever his name was. Q-Tip is just the best. Like, how'd you think of that? Where did Q-Tip come from?
Bathroom.
You put your Q-tips in the bathroom? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
You put your Q-tips? Why are you looking at me like I'm made out of fire or something like that?
No. Like, that's fair.
What do you mean that's fair? There's nowhere else to put them. Where would you put them?
Back home, like, it's, like, next to my mom's bed, like, in the corner. So...
That's definitely just a you thing.
I don't think... Y'all Skype in and let us know what you put.
Stop telling them to Skype in. Nobody has Skype. We should have a WFO Discord. I feel like that should be the thing that changes.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's... So yeah, there's just one channel, and it's just, you know, on air. That's about it.
No, I think that's so funny. That's awesome.
I think that would probably go poorly.
Okay. Well, fake. Anyways.
What's called... Do you have a nemesis? You ever think about that? When was the last time you heard somebody like, my nemesis just showed up at school?
So, funny story.
No way you have a nemesis story.
I used to have a nemesis. What? I used to have a nemesis. In elementary school, there was this man. Can I use names? He's not listening. There was this man named Cooper Martin, right? Mm-hmm. He was my enemy. And, like, I literally called him my enemy. We called each other our enemies. In kindergarten, we were in the same class every year. For 7 years, except for fifth grade. That was the only one that we weren't in the same classes. And then also fifth grade was kind of like our turning point, because after that, we became like friends, more or less. Also, he had a crush on one of my friends. So that...
Yeah, that would definitely do it.
That did do it. Yeah. Elizabeth and Cooper Martin, 20, like, 10 or something. maybe 2029.
You were having enemies at the age of 8?
Yes, dude. Me and Cooper, bro, we hated each other. I don't even know why. I don't know why we hated each other so much. I remember in kindergarten, we got into a fight. He kicked me in the face. And then third grade, we got into another fight, and I bit him in the eye. On accident. but it still happened. So
what?
We just, you know, we were enemies a little bit, and it was kind of cutie patootie. We would sign each other's yearbooks, and it's like, I hate you, and it's like, your enemy, Sabrina Medlock. And then we also had this argument about who's more awesome than the other person. In my yearbooks, like fifth grade and upwards, it's Cooper every year being like, I'm more awesomer than you, loser. And like, it was like a cute little, like, it was a cute little thing. So Cooper, if you're out there, missy man. Actually, no, I don't. He apparently turned into like not a cool person.
So he went from your enemy to your cool guy back to an enemy.
Yeah. So, but not mine specifically, like some other people's.
Right. Just in general publics.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like what's it called? General, not a nuisance, but you know the word? Never mind. Anyways, what about you?
You know, it's never a dull day with you. Not necessarily a good day, just never dull, you know? I never really had an enemy, you know? Never really had a nemesis, I can confidently say. I had people I didn't like, but I don't think they really knew that I didn't like them. It was very one-sided, I hate you.
Mm.
Or I never think that there was a mutual, like, you're my enemy. And then they were like, yes. And then we just had, like, you know, a dispute. I firmly believe it was always just, wow, this guy is not nice. I don't like him.
You're missing out.
No, I really disagree with that.
I'm just saying, kindergarten to sixth grade was like the best time of my life, literally ever.
That's depressing.
What was the best time of your life?
Now, I'd say. Now is probably the best time of my life.
Right now? With me?
No, I'd say, you know, besides, how long has it been? 31 minutes. Before this 31 minutes, it's been a pretty good ride. Right now, it's probably the lowest point of my life. It's definitely, you know, hills and valleys. Hills and valleys. This is a valley. Like a deep valley. One might argue a trench, like the Mariana Trench. It'd be deeper than the Mariana Trench.
Hmm. Much deeper.
And then the end of the show is like the greatest hill on earth. It's like Mount Rushmore or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or Mount Everest, you know?
So what you're saying is you actually don't love Shrug It Out Like Thug It Out. Do you get it? On 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That wasn't the second call, by the way, but yeah.
And I know, but I'm just saying, and like I can't just say that.
No.
I can't just plug the radio show.
Is that another bit for the entire hour? We just plug plug the station every 5 minutes.
Just think of different ways to plug it for some really unique ways. Start saying it in Spanish. Hold on. So entertain the folks.
While you Google translate the entire call-in, I don't. The important parts are already translated. You don't gotta translate. There's two words. It's you. Oh no. Excuse me.
There's like two words. There's like at least 10
radio.
Of them.
Freeform radio is like the only important part that you have to rephrase.
Into what about Spanish. The actual like number of the radio and our shrug name?
There's no way you don't know how to say 91.
Oh, 5. Yeah. No, that is true. I do know how to say that.
There you go. If you couldn't, you could just say, you could just say the digits one by one, and it would still be fine. You got it.
Radio de la Forma Libre.
Don't do the entire thing.
Maybe I shouldn't say. What? No, I'm going to say.
Why are you saying it like as a slur? It's Spanish. It's a language. You're supposed to speak it.
Because I don't know how to pronounce this word.
Good luck. I mean, you're just embarrassing yourself. You're not exactly canceling yourself, I promise.
Estás escuchando radio de la forma libre. There is no la, but de forma. Escuchando radio de forma libre.
I love how as you try more and more, you can hear the accent coming in a little bit more as you know, just try to sugar it on.
What can I say?
It wasn't a good one. It was just you were trying.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
I think the community appreciates me.
Dad, call in and let us know
Skype,
if that was...
Skype it.
Oh, no, he wasn't... Okay. Sorry. You know... Mama Rodriguez tuning in, lending her input. I didn't have a nemesis. I did have a bully, though, and I think she's considering that my nemesis. That's nemesis is funny. Bully was just traumatizing, to be honest with you.
I feel like nemesis would like have to be like a two-way street. If you were bullied, you're just being humbled that's not back. You're just losing.
I'm gonna be real with you. That wasn't like, oh, he's my enemy. It's like, oh my god, I feel so bad about myself now because I had an interaction with him.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you his life was not affected by my words. I can almost guarantee you that much.
You know, yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Kendall. Hope you're not doing well. Sorry.
Awesome. There was this guy who, sorry, side note real quick. Mama Medlock said that she agrees with you about the Princess Diana and Jungkook thing. However, both of your parents agreed with me. Therefore, that's two against one.
I can't believe we're switching parents. That's wild. Can't wait to go live in Mississippi. You have fun over and actually don't take my parents from me. But I'll take your parents from you.
Okay. Okay. So
it's called doubling up. You know, so second serving.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Starve.
Okay. Well, something to think about.
Pay the bills yourself.
Huh?
Pay the bills yourself.
So true.
Freeloader.
I mean, Tufts is paying for my bills, so.
Well. Let's go band for band right now. Show me your bank account.
Bro.
Dog, I wear your bank. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chat, listen. David has a jacket that's so freaking expensive.
And it was a Christmas gift for like when I graduated.
We looked it up more than what's in my checking and savings. Literally, actually insane.
Yeah, I did not buy that.
Actually insane.
I'm a Nepo baby entirely.
I
Silver Spoon baby.
Bro.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That was so wild.
I never bring up money unless it's around you. You are the only person that I ever bring up money around.
This man is like, I want to be so humble. I don't want people to like think that I'm one of those like snotty rich kids, blah, 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 blah. Okay, why are you bringing up my bank account? I get paid
$97.
At least I'm employed. Just saying.
Dog, you barely have a job. You're like the bare minimum for employed.
Oh, very fair. I just sit and tell people... tour at 9:30, and then I do work because I'm an academic weapon. You guys, if y'all are looking for a place to work on campus, I suggest Dowling Hall, the admissions building.
Would you get paid like $100 a week or something like that?
Yeah, it's like $100 something, just because I don't have enough hours. Over the summer, it's a lot though. So,
I mean, if you got real job, you could actually work more hours and get more money.
Well, I am a student. So I'm actually trying to get a degree.
Right.
I'm actually trying to expand my mind palace, get more brain wrinkles and such.
Silas works, and he makes like 300 or something like that.
Okay. How many classes does he take?
The full amount.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking more than the full amount, so.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
I'm literally taking 5. That's like 3 more than the full
amount. That's not the full amount.
Like in terms of shoes.
Why are you taking that many for your final semester? I know,
need
like,
to graduate.
Dude, you don't need like
credits.
You. What do you mean?
I don't have it because freshman year is part time. Because no one told me I needed 12 credits to graduate, and I dropped a class because my professor was probably racist. And I didn't have the energy to like be in the class out of spite, which I normally would have. Anyways, I had like 10 credits one semester freshman year, which is why I did so well in Comp 11 because I just.
Because you had no other classes
to do. I had nothing else to do, so all I did was my Comp 11 work. And it worked out, I guess. I got a really good grade in the class, but...
And it's awesome because you did nothing with that afterwards.
It's on my resume, C++. If you guys want to hire me, know that I am an expert coder.
She hasn't coded in 3 years.
Well, actually, I'm taking a class in Python right now, so... Speaking of, I have homework I need to do for Python. Wow, that was really aggressive.
Sorry.
Maybe you should take a chill pill.
The demons came out real quick. That was me fighting my demons on live air.
Have you tried taking deep breaths?
No, it's hard to with you around.
Mm.
For all the wrong reasons.
Mm.
You make it very difficult to be calm.
Have you tried smiling?
Did you just tell me to smile more? Did you just seriously tell me to smile more?
That's one of my favorite things ever to say. Whenever somebody's like upset or sad, like just be like, "Have you smiled today?"
I'm pretty sure you guys are specific. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of women are specifically not cool with that. Actually,
I mean, I don't know. The women I talk to are chill with it. So, I'm like, "Smile more, cutie," and they're like, and I'm like, "Don't you feel better?" And they're like. Chat, I nodded my head while smiling.
There you go. First of all, I do not think that advice applies to me. For some reason, I feel like if I told a woman to smile, I'm almost positive I would get kicked somewhere I don't want to get kicked. Second of all, I'm almost positive Taylor would be the one to kick me. Even if she didn't hear me, I feel like she's got a second sense.
She'll just hear you from across the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't hear anything. She just gets a sudden little tingling in her head, and she's like, David said something that I gotta kick him for. And then I'm gonna just hear the thundering footsteps behind me. I'm gonna hear the clicking of heels as she like approaches from behind.
I love Taylor. She is such a boss babe. You go, girl.
Please don't hear me.
I mean,
no.
If you were to.
No.
Let me record and put it on WorldStar. Thank you.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Do people still use WorldStar?
No.
I feel like I haven't heard of WorldStar since like sophomore year.
WorldStar was like early 2010s.
Yeah.
Applicable. I feel like everyone kind of dropped off of WorldStar. Well, I mean, because maybe it was Twitter or something. I don't know if that's even. I don't know why WorldStar died off.
It's a hip hop thing.
Very good.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. Why am I on WorldStar?
Why are you on WorldStar?
I've never actually looked at the website for WorldStar.
I don't think. Oh, it turns out they stopped playing. They stopped posting fights on WorldStar.
Nice.
Yeah, WorldStar fell off once all the rappers that were starting to pop off popped off. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they just became irrelevant.
Yeah. In 2005, WorldStar was launched by Queens, New York. Oh my god, that's where we're going.
Very good.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna need you to stop talking to me like I'm a dog, okay? I'm a full-grown adult.
You couldn't press a button to turn on the music. There was literally, it was literally glowing red.
There's a lot of buttons in here, Chad.
Only four of them you need to know, and I have pressed all of them for you.
There's at least 24 buttons up here, Chad.
Yeah, she's counting the on and off button for each one. There's 12.
Okay, I literally just said that.
No, you said 24.
Yeah, because I'm including the off button.
Right. Oh, it's that hard to operate the off button. It's binary, red or orange.
Anyways, so back to the enemy thing.
You're my enemy now, actually, now that I think about it. I just despise you.
Oh my god, our anniversary is coming up, March 20th.
First of all, it's so creepy that
it's in my calendar.
I don't like that.
Why not?
It's so weird.
And it's during Women's History Month.
Every time you break...
That's awesome.
Cheers to that. Amen to that. You know what? Mm-hmm. Fist in the air for all my women.
Love women.
Love women for real.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, the enemy thing. So I think, in everyone's life, you should have at least one enemy. Like, even if it's as a jokey joke, I feel like it just enhances the experience of living, you know? Because it's just, like, a funny little story.
What are you on about?
Because, like, it's just, like, a funny, like, with Cooper, like, that's, like, such a strange plot point in my life, you know?
You are all... Oh, by the way, Dad just texted in your Espanol no bueno, so oh. I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, Father Rodriguez. I'll practice. Next week, I got y'all. I'll memorize how to say this. Me and my friends in high school, we, you know... that one song by Mac Miller is like 1, 2, 3, 4 kids come and knock on my door. Some you know that song?
No idea what you're talking
about. Okay, well, it's a Mac Miller song from back in the day, and me and my friends for some reason decided to learn it in Spanish, and we would sing it like every day in art class.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Something, something, niños. I don't remember. Something. I don't remember anymore. But it was kind of awesome. We kind of slayed that a little bit, low-key. Mm. Also, another thing that I did, this time it was in middle school, me and Alyssa, love of my life, used to sing Friday by Rebecca Black every Friday on the morning bus to school. We would sing up to the first chorus, and I remember, like, maybe a few times we got the bus to sing with us, but I'm pretty sure they hated us.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, if I was there, I think I would hate you as well.
Yeah.
It's always so confusing. I don't know if we would have liked each other if we'd known each other back in high school. To be totally honest with you, I feel like it's so
conflicting. What are you talking about? Literally just the other day, he was like, oh my god, we would have been such good friends back in, like, before college, blah, blah, blah. And now you're backtracking?
Because sometimes you say things like, oh wow, you were the annoying one, huh?
I was pretty transparent about that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. But I think it just adds to my flavor, you know? It adds to my pizzazz.
Flavor? You were just... I was just going to say you're a loser, but that just...
Loser is such a good insult. My mom calls people losers sometimes, and every time she does, I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
That's wild.
I'm going to start doing that more. I'm going to start being like, y'all are losers.
I think I remember there was one time I was just walking down the street, and someone said, I can't remember what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines of like, nice outfit, loser, and then just kept walking, and that was it. And it was the harsh enunciation of the word loser, as if there's a way to say it with like the hard R that just hurts. That's so much worse.
Awesome.
I don't know,
so
man.
So awesome.
I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, loser is the worst thing you can call someone.
It's
not a slur, it's not a curse.
It's like the same thing with thumbs down. It's like the equivalence of that.
Because it's so almost childish, and yet to hear it coming from an adult, it's like, wow, I really did something bad to deserve that.
Yeah. I feel like any childish insult, like dummy.
No,
it's not that bad, but I feel like if someone is like, wow, you're dummy, you're dumb. Maybe not dummy, but if just like you're dumb, you know? Because it's not like a bad. When I was younger, I used to think that idiot was a bad word. And I thought it was a bad word so much to the point that I said I dot instead.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I can't call people idiots. That's so bad and rude.
I mean, I was well into elementary school, maybe around like fifth grade or something, when I said crap for the first time. And I thought that was like wild for a curse word. Mom, you know this story. I was with my friend. We were playing Super Mario Baseball. And then just out of nowhere, we lost the game or something like that. And I think...
The game.
Funny. We lost. And I was like, wow, that was crap. And then my hand, as if God himself had come down, just ran to my mouth and covered it. And my friend, my mom was in an earshot. She couldn't have heard me. Mm-hmm. There's no way for her to have known.
Big man.
He looked at me and he's like, dude, calm down. And it was just, and now look at me, you know?
Yeah.
Swearing like a sailor.
Good for you.
But the small beginnings, you know what I'm saying?
I remember that story. That's so funny.
Still, probably the most terrifying experience of my entire life was even when my mother wasn't around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been really traumatic for you.
I think so.
Yeah, really shaped your life.
I could just hear her in my head breathing over my shoulder, just, what did you just say? She wouldn't
say
even...
Say it again. See what happens.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're a big man now, right?
Yeah,
go ahead, big man.
Yeah,
say the big
it.
Word, big man.
You're paying rent from now
you're
on.
You're paying rent.
Since you think you can
get
talk
a job.
Like an adult.
Yeah, go get a dishwashing job or something like that. Bus boy.
Bus
boy. Loser.
Loser. Being called a loser by your mom would be crazy.
That would be insane.
That would be so funny.
What's
oh
called?
My
mom's
God.
Coming up in April. If she calls me a loser to my face, I might actually start weeping.
Miss Sharon, Mama Rodriguez, I think you should do that. I think we should gather a bunch of people and just point and laugh at David. Let me know if you think that's a good idea.
Dude, that's like every nightmare I've ever had. Don't you dare do that to me. That would be the worst. last night I was in my room cleaning up my laundry, and then I got a knock on my door that was like bang, 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 bang. And I opened it right away, and it was Ian, Silas, and Brian standing right in front of me, like arms crossed. And they're like, so you left your dirty plates out? Because I literally just laid it down so that way I could go grab my laundry, because I was going to come back and eat something in a second. And they had their arms crossed, and I'm not going to lie, I started panicking a little bit, because I'm like... They're blocking the only exit. I can't get out of here.
I mean, you have a window.
I unironically close the door, and I'm like, hey, guys, don't come in, as I was climbing out the window. I was going to climb out the window and then knock on Silas's window, but it was wet outside, so I just couldn't commit to the bit.
Aren't you on the second floor?
Yeah.
How are you going?
It's called being a spider monkey.
Oh, okay.
There's also an overhang over our patio, so
okay.
It's very easy to walk on. I don't know if it's safe, necessarily, but it would have been funny.
Yeah, the bit would have been there. That would have been funny. You should have done that. This is why I'm the funnier co-host. But anyways, yeah, no, that's crazy. That's awesome. What?
Yo, I need to call like Child Protective Services. This isn't okay.
What?
I don't need to call. Hang on. I don't need to call you a loser, because why confirm that which we all know to be true? See?
Oh!
I'm a good mother. What? You are the reason I have insecurity issues.
Mama Rodriguez. So true. I tell him that every day, too. I try to humble him, and then his ego just gets inflated. He's a man.
He's a man. It is Women's History Month, though, so my ego is deflating constantly, over the course of the entire month.
As it should. Yeah. As it should. And then in April, maybe we'll consider bringing it back up. Yeah. I don't know.
And then June, it's skyrockets back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Thank you, Mama Rodriguez.
Mom, you're not getting an update for the next month from my life. I'm going to disappear. You're going to a nursing home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Mama Rodriguez. You can have me instead. I'm the better one.
No.
I'm cooler. I'm funnier. I'm prettier. Don't say anything. Do not say anything.
Dog, at least I could afford the nursing home for them.
Bro! I wouldn't need to afford the nursing home. They would just stay with me because I'm a good child.
In what home?
Okay.
Oh. My bad.
Mama Rodriguez, is it okay if I kill your son?
they can afford a mansion for themselves by the time they have to retire.
Go
ahead.
Anyway, guys, so we're gonna play another song. never mind. No, we're not. He has a pin.
I have a pin?
Yeah, you have a pin.
What does that mean?
You have a pin on your computer.
Oh, a pin number.
Imbecile. I don't.
Dude.
I don't know. You just, you can just say, oh, it's locked. Yeah. Like a normal human. Who has ever been you have a pin? It's like, no.
It says pin on it.
Password.
It says pin on it. It's like basically a pin.
All right. You want to play one more song and then we'll talk our way out of this?
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, y'all. This is a banger from the early 2000s. A solid song that everybody knows and loves.
What are you playing?
Pretty Girl Rock by Carrie Hilston.
Oh, okay. Tune us in. Let's go.
Yar.
My name is Carrie. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. And you can stay, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie. Rock.
sing it with me now.
Everyone, welcome back. This is us again.
This is
me
us
and
again.
David. So hold on for 1 second. We're gonna do a little switcheroony, okay?
Because she still cannot operate.
No, I do know how to operate. Uh-huh. Okay, chat. Yeah.
Transition complete.
All right, guys, we're back. I actually know how to do everything. It's just I didn't know how to turn the automaton, whatever.
She's just pretending so that way she can be silly.
Not true. Literally. Also, turn yourself up.
Turn yourself up.
To be your mute. See, guys, right. I know how to do this.
I had to walk in to fix the most
David,
basic issue
listen,
for you.
David, listen. That was in the past. That why do you keep...
I'm a different person now.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
I'm a different person
now. I'm
nowadays.
A different person now. Listen, we missed an episode, okay? Mm. And because of that, I just... Why is your thing, like, flaccid?
Why? Okay. First of all, never say that again.
It's so wobbly.
Not on live air. That is
sorry,
weird.
Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I think we're about ready to go. I think it's about time for us.
Mm.
Especially because last time we almost ran over with the one guy coming in, as you wanted to do that bit of the YouTube outro music.
They loved it. Oh, we should have done that again.
No, we should. No. We're not doing it again. We're not doing it again because you took like 5 minutes.
You know what? Don't worry, guys. I got it for it. I actually don't remember how it goes. Anyway, shine us off.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been Strug It Out. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We hope you guys had a good morning, and we hope you have a good rest of your day. Do you have anything to say?
Bye.
Have a good one, guys. Suspicion yourself, suspicion yourself, don't get caught. Suspicion yourself, let others. A house to put your tackle door in a corner. Suspicion yourself, let others out.